making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're doing all right coming in from the west on 66 Greenway Toll Road as far as incidents or problems. But, of course, really keeping a close watch on the weather and keeping the speeds down at all costs anywhere you head this morning. Watching for this precipitation in the mix, wintry mix. Heading in through town, South Dakota Avenue at Rhode Island Avenue Northeast for the crash right in the intersection. Follow police to get you on through there. A lot going on. On the southeast, southwest freeway, good. Over Anacostia Crossings, off to a quiet start. Do have some crews that are out and about all over the region, so please give them plenty of space when you see them for the treatment of the surface. Bridges, ramps, overpasses will tend to do the refreeze and the freeze first, so be very cautious there. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit at 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wear weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a wintry mix early, then a shift of rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Burke, 30 in Olney, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Page Publishing. A lot of school closings and late openings this morning. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, Wednesday morning, 6:07. Joining us at 6:35, so in about half an hour, will be Cal Thomas, and he'll give us his take on all the events so far of the week. At 7:05, it's Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies with a review of the president's immigration roundtable, which had the president saying things like, shut it down. Over what? At 8:05, Sagar and Jetty from the Daily Caller with us. The Democrats' memo, did they set a trap for the president? He'll tell us. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Oh, good morning. Adam Schiff is the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, a chief Trump critic. Has been aggressively going after the president of the United States and his associates for what he thinks is collusion with the Russian government to undermine our democracy. Just asking questions is what he says. He wants to know what happened in that Trump Tower meeting in 2016. What happened when Don Jr. sat down with Natalia Veselnitskaya to have a conversation about information about Hillary Clinton, and all he got was adoption stuff. He wants to know more. He wants to know more because this sounds like collusion. It sounds like there are crimes afoot and these need to be solved. Well, if that's the case, then why is it that Adam Schiff entertained the following phone call from Russian pranksters? Of course, he didn't know these were Russian pranksters. It doesn't seem he knows this at all. The comedians are known as Vokin and Lexus, and they called Schiff this year in April pretending to be Andriy Poroby, the chairman of the Ukrainian parliament. In the call, Vokin and Lexus claimed to have recordings that would reveal that Vladimir Putin was blackmailing Trump with photographs of him and a model in a compromising position. Wow. Let's listen to some of this phone call.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Poroby?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2014, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's a poor journalist. But anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs. And she met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova. So
yes.
Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
That Sobchak is or Olga is?
No, Sobchak is Ksenia.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe.
I just want to say, Adam Schiff's office claims, and as we listen to this call, we'll keep going, that he was under the impression that these are pranksters. They claim that now.
Right.
Their statement now is, he was totally onto them. Okay, sure, let's listen.
Yes.
Pageant.
Absolutely, and she got compromising materials on Trump after their short relations.
Okay, and what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
Okay.
They didn't say anything about moose and squirrel.
No, they didn't. So
Olga Buzova?
So you wonder. So like, what happens, right? So where does he go from here? He's like, obviously he thought it was pranksters, as his office now says.
Right.
So it just died there, right? There's nothing. No. Actually, what ended up happening was an aide followed up the next day. I understand Mr. Schiff had a productive call with Mr. Parabi, and that Mr. Parabi would like to make some material available to Mr. Schiff through your embassy. Through the Ukrainian embassy, says the staffer to Adam Schiff. Please let me know how best to arrange pickup of those materials from your embassy in Washington, D.C. Now they're going to go to a foreign embassy to pick up material on a political opponent.
I mean, colluding with the Russians? I mean, they're colluding with the Russians?
With the Ukrainians, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So she continues, please let me know how best to pick up those materials. Do you know when we might be able to meet your colleagues at the Ukrainian embassy here in Washington, D.C. to pick up materials? She followed up the next day. So over and over and over, she's trying to get more and more, trying to arrange this meeting again with a foreign government in order to collect information on a political opponent.
Wait, but he was making plans to collude with the Russians. How is that not a crime using the Democrats' definition of crime? You know, to them, collusion is a crime. And even thinking or planning to collude is a crime. Isn't that what they're accusing Donald Trump Jr. of? But so, because he met with a Russian in Trump Tower?
Not only that. Remember, and Tucker Carlson pulled this last night, so I'm going to make sure to let him explain most of this, but the idea is the intelligence community assessment released in January of last year said that RT, Russia Today, the television network by Russia, it was the vehicle for propaganda in the United States, that it was one of the most destructive forces in the United States in terms of disseminating Russian propaganda. Adam Schiff appeared on that network in 2013 to talk about FISA. Here's Tucker.
Now tonight we've learned that the foreign subversion goes even deeper than that. The Russian conspiracy is so subtle, so crafty, such a bewildering Slavic hall of mirrors, that the very people warning us about Russia are in fact key players in the Russian conspiracy. The leaders of the witch hunt are witches. Sound impossible? Listen to this. Last year, the Director of National Intelligence released the definitive report on Russian propaganda efforts in this country. The main focus of that report was the Russian cable channel RT America, which is funded and controlled by the Putin government. In the words of our intelligence community, RT engages in, and we're quoting now, anti-U.S. messaging likely aimed at undermining viewers' trust in U.S. democratic procedures. End quote. Our government considers RT so dangerous that the channel has been forced to register as a foreign agent. RT employees who fail to register could face prison time. No outlet in this country has ever been forced to do that. RT is a sinister place. Everybody says so. So who would go on a channel like that, one whose sole agenda is to discredit and destroy the American experiment? Well, none other than one Adam Bennett Schiff of Burbank, California. You know him as Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, the man leading the charge against Vladimir Putin's propaganda machine. And yet, Adam Schiff was part of that machine. Seriously.
It's unbelievable.
This is beyond parody. This is the greatest thing ever. And the appearance that he made in 2013 was to push for greater transparency in FISA. I kid you not. This everything about this is insanity. The ship has hit the fan.
You know, if it weren't so sad, it would really be hilarious. 6:15, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the five, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Any ice out there yet, Jamie?
You know, I'm not getting too many reports of that, but the precipitation that's coming down, the crews are out treating the road surfaces, Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., so we've been watching that in some areas, seeing some slowdowns when the crews are out and about, especially in the Beltway through College Park. We've seen this off of 95, and everyone allowing them plenty of space, so it keeps the speeds down a little there. But really, we're still doing okay, and I don't want to say that we don't have any ice. We just have such light volume right now, and everyone is taking it easy. And again, the refreeze is always an issue, even with that treated surface. Bridges, ramps, overpasses, we always talk about that. They tend to refreeze first, so be cautious there. We do have a crash in the district on South Dakota Avenue and Rhode Island Avenue in Northeast, so watch for police at the intersection there. No problems reported on 295. The freeway runs well. 95 Virginia, 395 66. You know, pretty quiet all through that area as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As I'm sure you know, we have a winter weather advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. Well, today we'll see a mix of sleet and rain and freezing rain, all possible early this morning. Otherwise, it'll just be rain from late this morning into the afternoon. Rainfall about a half an inch. High today about 48. Tonight, cloudy, windy, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, partly cloudy after midnight. And then tomorrow, a mainly sunny sky with a high of 39. Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
I remember the White House opening fire on West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin recently, a Democrat, but considered the moderate and often the swing vote in the Senate, one of them. And the position was, you know, Mike Pence went to West Virginia, his conversation was, you know, Joe voted no over and over and over on things that the American people care about in the eyes of the White House, including tax reform. Tax reform comes along, Joe voted no. And that's when you started to really see Joe Manchin fighting back and, you know, trying to hold on to that seat, a seat in a state where the governor has switched parties from Democrat to Republican. So, you know, Joe Manchin looking to win again in the Senate. Now, this week on Tuesday, he's urging his colleagues to pledge to not campaign against other sitting senators. Huh. Who would that benefit, Joe Manchin, precisely? Here he is on the floor of the Senate.
Several years ago, I took a personal pledge, and I just knew something was wrong. When I first got here, and I looked around and I saw that we were all expected to make phone calls raising money every day to our respective parties, and that money would be used for a couple of purposes. A purpose of basically setting an agenda or explaining your priorities and your policies. But a lot of that money was directed towards defeating colleagues on the other side. So me being in the Democrat caucus and the Democrat money was supposed to be raised. And if any one of my friends on the Republican side was up in cycle, that money was supposed to be used against them. I thought that was wrong. And I know my Republican friends, I know a lot of them feel the same way, that they're supposed to be making phone calls to raise money to be used against me and everybody else is up in cycle. And I'm sure they feel the same as I do.
Uh-huh. So he wants everybody to pledge not to attack each other. Like, it's pretty funny. He's like, he wants amnesty here, really. He's like, I can't be attacked.
You know, I I do like Joe Manchin. I kind of cringed a little bit when, I think it was Pence went after him. I kind of cringed a little bit because he's at least reliable for the Republicans. He's not that hardline Democrat. And I understand that Republicans want the seat. Totally get it. But if they don't get the seat, is it worth making an enemy out of Joe Manchin, who has been reliable and has been moderate?
Also, I mean, this is, his caucus will not support this.
No.
Chuck Schumer is not going to support this pledge. He was signing, by the way, he had like a comical oversized pledge with him on the Senate floor that he was signing. But Chuck Schumer's not going to support this. John Cornyn tweeted that actually after Manchin's speech and wrote, "Senator Schumer? Question mark." And just, you know, what do you think? And Schumer's not going to get behind it because Schumer wants to raise money and he wants his caucus raising money to attack Republicans so that they can have an opportunity to seize control of the Senate. Joe Manchin's on an island, man, by himself. Here's more from Manchin yesterday.
I've often said that that I come to work in a hostile work environment. And I try to explain that in terms of how we in West Virginia would look upon this. If you go to work every day in my state of West Virginia and your colleague or some person that you're working with is trying to undermine and undercut you and get you fired, and every day you go to work, they are nice to your face, but behind the scenes, they're doing all they can to denigrate your work or make your supervisors believe that you're not doing your job. Back home in West Virginia, sooner or later, they're going to want a little talk. I say, can we talk in the parking lot? Can we have this disagreement worked out? And that's just the way it would be settled. Maybe that's the way it should be settled here, too. I don't know. I don't think so.
Is he talking about fist fights? Should we have fist fights in the parking lot of the Senate?
But see, I understand what he's saying. This guy is walking a line. We want people to be moderate. We look at the days of when people could cross the aisle with fondness. We want that. Here's a guy who does that, and we're going to try to take him out.
I heard some congressman yesterday refer to Devin Nunes. His name is Nunes. You don't even know him, and you're attacking him. Get to know the guy. 622 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Missing or damaged teeth do keep you from eating the foods you love. They affect your job, your relationships, every aspect of your life. Just smile. That's what you want to do. And so no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, you should check out the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Their super friendly staff creates exactly the environment you need. Warm, no criticism, and no judgment. You know what sets them apart? Their experience. That's right. I talk about it all the time because Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire DC area. Your comfort is their priority. They have full sedation services that range from pill form to conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with a board certified anesthesiologist. Oh, by the way, in-house. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office, one doctor, and in many cases, just one day, saving you a lot of time and money. You owe it to yourself to see all of their success stories at their website, cascadesdental.com. Go to the website, click the videos. Worth your time. They're convincing. Then call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes' simple yet powerful natural approach has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
625 now WNAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, off to a nice, pretty quiet start, just with the light volume, but we're really watching this precipitation where at any moment we'll get to those freezing points. It could have the slick pavement and then freeze, so be very cautious heading out and about. We've been talking about this for a while now. No problems on 66, 95, 395 over the 14th Street Bridge. Still good each direction on the freeway. Crews have been dealing with a crash in the district on South Dakota Avenue at Rhode Island Avenue, right in the intersection there. Still a lot going on under police direction. If you're coming out of Chevrolet Riverdale, good to DC 295. In fact, a little bit lighter than normal for 295 as you head down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. But again, everyone just taking it very easy. You want to keep the speeds down, even when you get to areas where there isn't any delay, because any of that wet surface could be slick. So just obviously keep that in mind. Update sponsored by the Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? We'll call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rare weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a wintry mix early, then a shift of rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 626 on WMAL. So yesterday, if you get push notices from the National Weather Service from your for your phone, you may have gotten a tsunami warning yesterday. I saw this all over my social media. It happened approximately 8:30 in the morning. They got a push notice about 8:30 a.m. saying that, hey, tsunami warning. This is very reminiscent of the Hawaiian warning that went out, where everybody thought that this was real. Some residents along the East Coast received this. I have a friend in Rhode Island who got it.
Really?
Yeah. Who said,
wow.
Rhode Island? Is this real? Tsunami?
Did Rhode Island get crushed by a tsunami?
Apparently not. It's all passed. Oh. A tweet from the National Weather Service in Charleston, South Carolina said the alert was sent around 8:30 in the morning. The tweet said, we have been notified that some users received this test message as an actual tsunami warning, and a tsunami warning was really not in effect. So it was not immediately clear how many people received this. And the National Weather Service is saying, hey, we didn't send it out. This is a private party that did this, a contractor. So again, contractor. Mm-hmm. 628 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home, or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
The Bigger Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Concealed carry classes daily. More exhibitors. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Don't miss your chance to buy, sell, and trade at the Bigger Better Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Cal Thomas will be joining us at 6:35 to give us his breakdown on the insanity of the past week in Washington, D.C. And we'll also have an updated list of school closings and delayed openings, and that is coming up next on WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Give yourself some extra time to get into work this morning. We're under a winter weather advisory for a wintry mix this morning. Now, the federal government is open, but on a two-hour delayed arrival, federal employees have the option of unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. And there's a lot of school kids who'll have the day off.
These school systems are closed today, all in Northern Virginia. Fairfax, Loudoun, and Prince William County schools are closed. These opening 2 hours late, Arlington, Falls Church, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Manassas City, and Manassas Park, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools. In Maryland, these schools 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools all 2 hours late. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
The House has passed another short-term spending bill that now goes to the Senate. Republicans blame Democrats for the failure to reach a long-term budget agreement.
I will remind you that the only reason we do not have a full budget agreement is because Democrats continue to hold funding for our government hostage on an unrelated issue.
That issue is immigration. Specifically, an agreement to protect so-called Dreamers from possible deportation. 20 or so senators have already been meeting daily, preparing for a future immigration deal.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. The next stop on Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's region-wide legislative tour brings him to D.C.'s Wilson Building today. He'll address the D.C. Council as he pushes for an overhaul of Metro's funding structure. 11 Democratic state attorneys general, including those in Maryland and D.C., are suing the Trump administration over its decision to delay implementing an Obama-era rule to expand the number of wetlands and small waterways protected by the Clean Waters Act. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,913. The Nasdaq at 71,16. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. The Caps get a win in Columbus. The Wizards lose in Philadelphia. College basketball, Georgetown loses in Providence. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan Now.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in Ashburn, Tuesday, February 13th at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, we're still in really good shape here. Virginia, Maryland. Watch for the crews that are out and about treating the road surface all over the metropolitan area. Give them plenty of space to do that work there. And keep in mind, any place that looks wet potentially could be slick. As we watch 270 south out of Frederick here and down through to the Beltway, if you are making your travels, very light volume. But with that in mind, you also want to keep the speeds reduced, too, because you don't want to hit a slick spot or get to an area where you might be caught off guard. Bridges, ramps, overpasses, always watching for that to have the freeze first. 395 off the Beltway, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Boy, that is wide open, looking good. In the district, just about wrapping up this crash here, South Dakota Avenue and Rhode Island Avenue. You can get through now. It's not going to cost you too much extra time, but still some activity there from the earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There's a winter weather advisory until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix initially before a shift to all rain towards the afternoon. The high will hit 48, partly cloudy overnight, the low at 27, then a sunny day tomorrow with a high to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Stafford, 30 in Damascus, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Mark Krikorian will be with us at 7:05 to discuss immigration, as usual, especially as the president threatens a government shutdown over the issue. Sagar and Jetty will also join us at 8:05 this morning. He's the White House correspondent for The Daily Caller. A lot of news to break down there. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And since it's 6:35 on Wednesday, Cal Thomas is here with us. Hey, Cal, good morning. Welcome back.
Hello, Mary. Always a pleasure.
Great to have you.
Hey, I'm here too.
Oh, that's yeah.
Hey, we're having a moment. Leave us alone. Let's talk about this Democrat memo. Have they given out in response to the four-page Republican memo investigation here? They're putting out a 10-page memo. Is this a trap that they are setting? We're hearing that there are a lot of things in this memo that were purposely put into it in order to force the president to either not release it or redact it heavily so that they can criticize it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's an element. But also, Mary, 10 pages. My goodness. I remember when I was like 18 or 19 years old and I was trying to impress a prospective employer. So I just put everything on my resume that I could think of that remotely related to the media. Half of it was fiction. A lot of it was embellished. And when you have to do something like that, you know that a lot of it is phony. So 10 pages to respond to 4 pages. Now, what we've heard from the leak so far is that none of this, the Democrat memo, deals with any of the facts in the Republican memo. As Devin Nunez said last night on Fox, I think it was, our memo is just full of facts. They're indisputable facts. They have names, they have actions, they have places. But the Democrat memo is going to be about, apparently, obfuscation. We support the FBI and the Department of Justice and all of this other meaningless business. So basically, it's a CYA thing, and I don't think it's going to be taken taken very seriously, except by their friends in the media.
Right, and as a result, it's getting taken seriously in a lot of places that are within the sound of our ears and the sight of our eyes, because the press is treating this completely differently than the way they treated the Republican memo. The Republican memo, before it came out, was treated with skepticism. It was criticized. The very notion that the government secrets would in any way come out was considered offensive by the press. Here, they want to see the Democratic memo. Let's rebuff these Republican talking points. What do you make of the press's behavior?
Right. Well, you know, as you say, the Republican memo was going to expose various practices and put America's security in danger, and maybe even the lives of FBI agents and other secret operatives. And it was a terrible thing, and it was going to slime the Justice Department and the FBI. And now the Democrat memo is like revealed truth. It's like undiscovered scripture in the deserts of Israel. It's something to be taken at face value. I mean, this is why the word hypocrisy was invented.
Yeah, I mean, look how many times we've seen this throughout history, the Pentagon Papers, the things Ed Snowden put out, and then anytime it involves, like, Democrats, WikiLeaks, for example, starts dropping all these emails about the Hillary Clinton campaign, and we're not allowed to discuss them. It's like the hypocrisy is always on display, yet somehow we keep going through it.
Well, we've left the even the debate about whether the media are biased or not years ago. I mean, since the early 70s, there have been numerous surveys and interviews, even with journalists. The overwhelming number are biased in favor of the left and Democrats. They claim it makes absolutely no difference in their reporting. That's just so blatantly false, it doesn't even deserve to be debated. So I think that, you know, that argument has been settled. I remember something the late David Brinkley said years ago, and I thought it was such an honest comment. It's impossible for us in the media, he said, to be objective, so we must try to be fair. I'd settle for fair, but that has evaporated long ago.
Let's talk about the NFL here and the Eagles players. They won the Super Bowl. They've already declared that they will not visit the White House because they're so anti, you know, they don't like President Trump.
Yeah.
Isn't it poor form to decline an invitation before you've actually gotten the invitation?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's sort of like rejecting a marriage proposal before you're asked, right?
Right.
It's a little hubris there. Well, I think this is a continuing problem for the NFL. I mean, the season is virtually over. Well, it is over now, but the ratings and the image continue. I just read yesterday that the ratings for the Super Bowl, a really great game, by the way, were the lowest since 2009. This is something that is not going to benefit the NFL. And by the way, one of the Philadelphia players said, you know, he didn't want to go to the White House because, you know, he was for his people, more jobs for African Americans, better schools for children. Well, wait a minute. That's what President Trump has promised. Wouldn't it be better to go to the White House and say to the president, I want to encourage you, sir, to fulfill your promises that you've made for African Americans, and I want to help in any way I can. Boycotting doesn't solve anything. It doesn't advance your agenda. It doesn't attract more supporters. It's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, and he'll be president for the next 3 years. Are you going to sit it out until then? I mean, if you have something you want to influence public policy, now's your chance. You're being invited to the White House, potentially.
Absolutely.
And you can have that conversation with the president.
Absolutely. Most people would love to get the ear of the president. This is a great opportunity, and they should do it. But again, I think they're cutting their own throats.
And this plays nicely into your column that you have coming up tomorrow on the president's pledge for prison reform, which is exactly what they want, and that's one of the passions of the NFL. Cal Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to that column tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary and Vince.
6:43 on WMAL.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad, and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
I have to tell you about a fantastic gift that I received. So lucky to receive this gift from my loved one. A box arrives, and it looks like, you know, a flower box, but it's not a flower box. It's bigger than a flower box, and I open it up, and inside a beautiful assortment of multicolored roses that were absolutely gorgeous, and they were wrapped differently than any other flower arrangement that I've received. They wrap them so that the blooms don't touch each other, and so there's no bruising, and if they're wet at all, there's no decay there. Absolutely beautiful, and chocolate dipped strawberries in the same box. So you get both presents at the same time, a beautiful vase. You get the reusable ice pack in with the berries. Everything arrived in absolutely perfect condition. I'm talking about Pro Flowers teaming up with Sherry's Berries for their perfectly paired gifts. It's two gifts in one. It's a one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day gift, and it is so impressive. Today only, you can get gorgeous one dozen red roses and dipped gourmet berries together in a beautiful, specially designed gift box for just $49.99. This is an incredible price. You don't want to miss this. This uniquely designed box will keep your berries cold, your flowers fresh. It is guaranteed. Pick a delivery date. It's all you have to do, and they do the rest of the work. Visit proflowers.com today to get one dozen red roses with dipped gourmet strawberries for just $49.99. Proflowers.com. This offer is valid only today. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't wait to check out Perfectly Paired and think inside the box.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary. Well, so far, you know, we're off to a pretty decent start, and that's with a light volume with a lot of commuters that are either in the delays or postponements for the schools or schedules for this morning, and the ones that are out and about really taking it easy, and we're doing okay on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Same story around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Of course, the work crews are out and about treating the surface, so allow them plenty of space to do that as well. Also, you want to just be cautious anytime you get any toward the on-ramps, exit ramps, overpasses. They tend to have the freeze first. 395 wide open here, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Oh, it looks like everything's cleared now in Southeast. South Dakota Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, that crash is gone. And we're good, a little bit better than normal on 295 Southeast Southwest Freeway with lanes open each direction. And again, just keep in mind, you see the wet pavement could hit some slick spots with this temperatures teetering right around the freezing points. Just take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix early before a shift to all rain later this morning and into the afternoon. The high today will approach 48. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. Clearing tomorrow, the high of 39. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Refinancing or purchasing a home? We're a local mortgage lender with the absolute lowest rates. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Yes, the Olympics are starting. The Winter Olympics officially begin Friday with the opening ceremony. NBC will be airing the ceremony twice, live as it happens early Friday morning and then during prime time on tape delay, obviously, later that night. But they got a problem. You think we got the flu here? Oh, they got it bad, apparently, in the Olympic Village. The organizing committee has called in 900 military personnel after more than 1,200 security workers were pulled off duty because of the norovirus.
Ugh.
Ugh. So they're literally bringing in the military. 32 cases of norovirus have been confirmed. These people have been quarantined, and they're from 11 different locations. So they know this is widespread, so they're just quarantining everyone they possibly can to try to stop the spread of the norovirus throughout the Olympic Village. So that's awful. I feel badly for them. They put so much into this. So the military's coming in, and they're just taking everybody and quarantining them. Ivanka Trump will be attending the closing Olympic ceremony. She will be leading the presidential delegation for the closing ceremonies. She was asked to attend by her father and the United States Olympic Committee. She will attend some of the sporting events where the U.S. is represented. She worked with the International Olympic Committee to bring the city of Los Angeles to bring the Olympic Games there in 2028. Which I did not realize. And her mom, Ivana, was a competitive skier. That was one of the ways she actually got out of Czechoslovakia, which was communist at the time, by being a competitive skier. Was she in the Olympics? Was her mother, Ivana, in the Olympics?
I don't know.
But I know she was a world-class athlete. I know that. The closing ceremony is February 25th. So if you happen to be going or you know someone who's going, they might want to bring gloves, wipes, Purell, a mask, because that is that I understand how that can spread so quickly through the Olympic Village. So I feel badly for
Olympic,
them.
Olympic, she was passed over for the 1972 squad for the Olympic team.
Oh, but she did try out for it. So she was good.
Ivana Trump.
Yeah, she was really good.
Wow.
Yeah, 649 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Volatility is the buzzword in money news this morning. Here we go again. After yesterday's Dow drop of 500 points at the open, the index ended up 500 points at the close. And right now, the Dow is indicated to drop as much as 200 points when the markets open this morning. That's a recovery. Earlier, it was 300. Markets are higher in Europe. They closed mixed overnight in Asia. Crude oil is ticking a little lower this morning. Casino mogul Steve Wynn has resigned as chairman and CEO of Wynn Resorts after sexual misconduct allegations, which he denies. Humana is out with quarterly earnings that beat Wall Street expectations. Toymaker Hasbro just reported mixed results. This morning, its shares are down 4% in the pre-market. Waiting for the latest read on consumer credit this morning, how much Americans borrowed for car loans, student loans, and on credit cards for December. And Papa Murphy's is selling heart-shaped bake-at-home pizzas called Heart Bakers. Valentine's Day is a week from today. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning Sedation Dental Care, matched with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 12th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Or not. Jamie? All right, we'll come back to Jamie.
There's a winter weather advisory until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix initially before a shift to all rain towards the afternoon. The high will hit 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27, then a sunny day tomorrow with a high up to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, still 33 degrees at 6:55 on WMAL.
Well, speaking of traffic, there's a Tesla flying into outer space right now. It is. Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket launched yesterday. Falcon Heavy, the world's most powerful rocket, took off yesterday around 3:45 p.m. I was in our newsroom at the Daily Caller. Everybody was chatting. And all of a sudden, you turn and see on the television screens all at once this giant rocket taking off yesterday from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Pretty cool.
It was really neat. It's always so neat to watch the rocket launches. I used to live in Tampa, Florida, and we would, because of course it's on the opposite coast there, and we would get on the roof of our house and all sit on the roof as kids and watch the rocket launches, you know, from the Cape, and just it would be so neat to see that rocket trail just going into the atmosphere. Same thing happening yesterday. Now with this heavy rocket carrying as a part of its payload a Tesla Roadster that Elon Musk decided to shoot up into space. And they actually maintained, and I don't know if it's still on now, but they maintained for a while a live stream. You could watch the view of the Roadster, like kind of on the outside of the spacecraft, like strapped to the spacecraft, and you can see, like, you know, it's looking at Earth as it's like floating by, and it's really neat. And you've got this dummy who's just sitting in the convertible, just like watching, like as it floats around the planet. It looks really neat. I was reading an article though that the car is not expected to last a year in space. There's just too many little pieces of space debris, and the way that not having an atmosphere affects organic materials. Everything's going to sort of disintegrate very quickly over the course of the next year. But pretty neat. And Elon Musk is rightfully proud of this.
And it went up playing. They had David Bowie music playing.
Yeah.
On the Tesla. And there was also, I believe, a note that was taped to the, that was placed on the dashboard.
Right. Normally where that giant iPad would, or that LED screen
yes.
is. And instead, I think it says, don't panic.
Yes, it says, don't panic.
Yes.
Exactly what it says, don't panic. I mean, who can panic when there's a car coming at you and it's playing David Bowie music?
Well,
so basically what they just did is spent millions of dollars to litter space.
He just thinks it's cool, and it's going like, I don't know, I think they said 25,000 miles an hour, so I think that's the fastest a car has ever gone. Yeah, that's pretty fast. And then Elon Musk is proud of it, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
What did you learn? What did Falcon Heavy teach you?
Taught me like crazy things can come true. He said, like, I didn't really think this would work. Because when I see the rocket lift off, I see like 1,000 things that could not work, and it's amazing when they do.
Yeah, and it mostly was an excellent launch in terms of just the things that they wanted to happen. They had trouble with the center core, which I guess was the second part of the launch. It collapsed. When it came down, it didn't land on the platform in the water it was supposed to land. It landed like 300 feet away and crashed. But other portions, everything else came, kind of floated down to Earth, the other parts of the launch, and just landed on these landing pads. It was just very neat and almost futuristic to watch, but it's present day.
It was very cool because they landed almost simultaneously.
Yeah.
Right next to each other. I thought initially they were playing the launch in reverse.
Oh, right.
That's how cool it was.
Yeah, they landed straight down, yeah.
Yeah. So now that we know he's got this kind of cash, can we stop giving Tesla taxpayer dollars?
I'm for that.
Can we do that now? Now that we know he's got all this kind of money, we can stop giving them our money and maybe put our money towards something else.
I think a lot of people are going to agree with you there. And by the way, the Tesla Roadster is Midnight Cherry. That's the color he chose. And it was playing Space Oddity.
Was it? Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. It was playing Space Oddity. Yeah. Whenever you do anything with space, yes. That David Bowie song, that's what you do.
That car could be in deep space for a billion years, he says. It won't look that nice. It might need a wax every so often. Coming up.
All right. Mark Krikorian will be joining us. He's with the Center for Immigration Studies. The president is willing to shut down the government in order to get what he wants. And Mark's going to tell us what that is.
And Trey Gowdy says that there are things about the Mueller investigation that nobody's paying attention to, but everybody needs to remember. That's all up ahead on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, and also your school closings, delayed openings, road conditions. Coming up with WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a bit of a messy drive into work this morning. A wintry mix now upon us. We'll change over to all rain a little later this morning. The federal government is open on a 2-hour delayed arrival today. Federal employees have the option of unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. And while many schools are opening late, some are closed.
These school systems are closed in Northern Virginia. Fairfax, Loudoun, and Prince William County schools all closed. These opening 2 hours late. Arlington, Falls Church, Fauquier, Frederick, Manassas City and Manassas Park, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, these are 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools opening 2 hours late. You can get a complete list of closings and delay announcements at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
The Senate today takes up a House bill keeping the government open a few more weeks.
If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
President Trump calling for another shutdown if Democrats don't agree to his immigration demands, despite the fact that at the same time, Senate negotiators were touting bipartisan progress on a budget deal.
I'm optimistic that very soon we'll be able to reach an agreement.
We are closer to an agreement than we have ever been.
The Senate budget negotiations do not include an immigration overhaul, a longtime Republican goal.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Metro's boss heads down a few blocks from Metro headquarters this morning to the Wilson Building.
As he has in both Richmond and Annapolis, Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld is expected to make his case today for why Metro needs a more permanent stream of money. He may have a more receptive audience in the D.C. Council, which includes the chairman of Metro's board of directors, Jack Evans.
It's an absolutely historic moment for the region.
With bills in all three legislatures plus the federal government, unlike those places, as Evan says, D.C. is going forward with a sales tax to fund Metro. It's been criticized by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan as a regressive tax on poor people.
It is. He's not wrong on that. But the sales tax is the easiest tax to implement, the fairest tax.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Olympics open later this week in South Korea, and a group from Loudoun County will be there, taking part in a different kind of competition.
They won't be vying for a gold medal, but members of Visit Loudoun are on their way to Pyeongchang. Tourism group's Beth Erickson says the goal...
to really look at how do we leverage this opportunity of creating an international taekwondo tournament right here in Loudoun County.
Erickson says they're also hoping to talk with the U.S. and Romanian speed skating teams about using the new ION International Training Center in Leesburg and to promote overall tourism in Loudoun County. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It may soon be illegal for young kids in Maryland to participate in tackle football on publicly funded fields until they're in high school. Lawmakers behind the proposal in Annapolis say they're just trying to prevent sports-related head injuries. Democratic Montgomery County Senator William Smith Jr. says it's not meant to undermine football. He says it's meant to show the state doesn't want to enable an activity that's developmentally detrimental. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,913. The NASDAQ at 71,16. Sports, the Wizards lose in Philadelphia. The Caps win in Columbus. College basketball, Georgetown loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full.